little bit more than mid screen. Pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
And welcome back. Take two, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 211. Folks, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Sorry we can do a a Christmas special, but we're going to do that today. Since it's the news today, this past week and a half has been pretty slow.
Yeah.
And also sad news too as well, but we'll get that to the end. And Vashi, towards the final end, we're going to spoil and... you guys haven't seen it yet. I don't know how, I don't know why, but we're gonna spoil Rogue One for you. Wayne saw it, I saw it. We'll let you guys know what we think and what we loved. And so yeah, let's get on with the what we've been playing this past week and a half. Well, for me, for Christmas, my cousins and I raided my uncle's garage, and you know, he had like 3 or 4 heaters going on since it was cold here in San Diego. It was raining and cold, and it was down to the very low 50s. We've actually been playing a lot of zombies for Call of Duty, and we actually did play the remaster just you know, kicks and giggles. We've also played a bunch of classic Street Fighter games for the Xbox One, you know, DLC and whatnot. But yeah, that's about it, guys. Fun stuff during Thanksgiving, and nothing more from there. Wayne, how about you, man?
For me, I mean, yeah, much time spending time with family for Christmas and everything, but otherwise, yo! Otherwise, it's primarily been grinding on Destiny.
Tell us how...
The Dawning event, I've completed everything that I can find to complete on that so far. I'm a main character. Doing the bounties that are coming up on main character, as well as on my secondary and third characters that I'm trying to build up and complete all the achievements that are available from those. The only achievements that I'll have left after a couple more things will be the ones that require a clan, which I'm not a member of a clan right now, and I don't have the option to get that going, so...
Hey, don't look at me. A two-man clan.
Yeah. Well, no, you have to have like your entire team for that raid event be all members of your team. So you have to have 6 people for some of these achievements that are all in the same clan.
2-man clan.
Yeah. It's gonna be
daunting.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a daunting task for you.
Well, some of the things are daunting anyways, but you know. But I'm working on my Titan and my Warlock. My Hunter is actually pretty solid.
Who's your main again?
I'm a Hunter.
Okay.
I got him at a 391, I think.
Nice.
So
who's your second closest to on that?
That would be my Warlock, which is in the 380s.
Okay.
And then my Titan, I got him into the 370s today.
Good stuff, man.
So we're looking pretty good for those guys. You know, the Dawning bounties that come from Zavala, which give you like 10,000 experience points for each one. If you can complete those each week, that really helps boost your...
That adds it up a lot.
Your character a lot, so... But that's all I really have a chance to play.
Yeah, just this one game.
That's all I need to play for a while, right?
Folks, he's not achievement hunting while he's doing that, but he's also grinding for the first time.
You know,
in quite a while.
Certain games, I'll get involved with that, where I just have to keep going, you know? And Destiny just got that hook in me.
And it's not a Transformers game, folks. That is weird. Okay, so that's it, Wayne, for you, right? This week? Or week and a half?
Yeah. Well, let's see.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have done some Forza Horizon 3. The Blizzard Mountain.
The Blizzard Mountain, okay.
Which is incredibly fun, too, but you can get off some really crazy high jumps if you know what you're doing on that.
Really?
Some that you're not likely to survive when you come landing.
Well, of course, it's a video game, thank God. Alright, so shall we get on with the news this time around, Wayne?
Why not?
Sure, so we got some major news for here, guys. So the Nintendo Switch, it's having a world tour.
Yep.
Literally speaking, it's having a world tour starting in January of this month, from the 13th, 14th, and 15th, starting at New York. Toronto from the 27th to the 29th of this month. Then it goes back down south to Washington, D.C. from February 10th to the February 12th. Then goes back up north to the Windy City, Chicago, February 17th to the 19th. Then goes all the way west, northwest, yeah. San Francisco, 24th to the 26th, and heads down and concludes in March at Los Angeles from March 3rd to the March 5th.
Nice.
For the first 2 days of our, you know, of their stop, Friday and Saturday, people must be invited by Nintendo. That's the key. Just the first.
Yeah.
First time around. But on Sunday, every trail weekend, you know, anyone can show up and, you know, have a chance to try the console. According to the Nintendo, space is, quote unquote, very limited, and people will be allowed in on the first come, first serve basis. Quote unquote, early arrival is highly recommended from what Nintendo says. So, let's see here.
And if you're not able to attend those, Nintendo will also be bringing the Switch to PAX South.
Yep, from
and PAX East.
Yep. PAX South, January 27th to the 29th, and PAX East, March 10th to March 20th. And South by Southwest from March 16th to March 18th. So 2 days apiece, you guys.
Yep. And we'll find out more about it on the 12th with their video briefing.
Yep.
So.
I kind of like that. Kind of like that Switch. My first Nintendo console since the GameCube.
Ooh.
That's been a while, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, one of my favorite games from the Nintendo 64 era, Mario Kart 64, will be coming to the Wii U Virtual Console in the US. So, it's already out. And it's already out in Europe too as well. And soon, well, technically it is now out here for the US too as well, for the Wii U Virtual Console. The Nintendo 64 game lands on consoles on the 29th of December, which is a few days ago. Price only $10. So if you guys want to live some fun nostalgia, especially for me as a player that played a lot of Mario Kart 64, and actually one of my favorite games other than Star Fox 64, I would highly recommend picking this up. And of course, by the screenshot, it looks like it still has the Nintendo 64 quality
graphics
as well. Mario Kart 64 came out in 1997, and it's one of 64's best known and most beloved games, and I do agree with them on that.
Oh yeah.
The Wii U version supports up to 4 players, thank you, and features some of the most memorable Mario Kart courses ever, including Moo Moo Farm, I hated that, Toad's Turnpike, I hated that too as well, Yoshi Valley, one of my favorites. And the game's battle mode, it's pretty much a lot of, you know, tons of fun.
Yeah, spent a lot of time with that game.
Oh, yeah, man. Who hasn't? I mean, right? Hey, it was my middle school year, and I was just throwing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, tri-shells, hold back, and just hit the Z button, just shoots it back. Yeah. Everybody hated me for that. Yep.
So, yeah, that's looking fun. I might get that myself.
Wayne, how about this one for you, man?
Well, this is a bit of sad news for us.
Yep.
Crytek, who is behind the game series Crysis, is shutting down 5 of their studios due to financial difficulties. We first heard about this several months back, and earlier in the year that there were some issues with some people getting paid, and further issues have escalated, and now they are going to be shutting down. Pretty much the majority of their business is being shut down here.
Sucks, though.
Yeah, so the development house is in Budapest, Sofia, Istanbul, Seoul, and Shanghai.
Wow.
Are all going to be either shut down or sold off, with only the Kiev studio and the company's headquarters in Frankfurt, Germany remaining.
Oh, so they're still going to have 2 left then, okay.
They're going to have 2 studios left. Hopefully that's enough to keep them moving, and hopefully they can continue developing some strong games for
Crysis
us.
Crysis games, please.
Crysis would be a great one to see them come out with. I know they've been working on some other stuff for other companies in the recent times, but hopefully they can secure their future enough to keep the company alive, because they got a lot of talent, and I'm really hoping to see them continue.
Yep, indeed.
Let's see. The co-founder and managing director Envy Yearly actually said that undergoing such transitions is far from easy, and we'd like to sincerely thank each and every staff member, past and present, for their hard work and commitment to Crytek. It's a lot of information coming from him basically saying, hey, look, you know, we got a lot of great stuff here. We've done a lot in the past. we're looking to do a lot of great stuff in the future, and we're, you know, we hope to see that. So.
Yep.
All right, Fidel, I think you like this one.
Oh, yes. So there's a new Batman game coming from Arkham Origins, and also the Suicide Squad title has been canceled from the report says.
Yeah.
So this is not just any type of Batman game. This Batman game will reportedly star Damian Wayne, the son of Batman.
Yeah.
So pretty much Batman Arkham Origins developer WB Games Montreal was working on a Suicide Squad game, but it's been canceled according to the new report. Sources told Cockatoo what about the reported cancellation and went on to claim that the studio is now working on a Damian Wayne Batman game.
Mm-hmm.
So also to the three sources, Suicide Squad game, which was never officially announced, was scuttled earlier this month, quote unquote, following a long period of turbulence at the studio. The game was reportedly in the works for at least 2 years. So pretty much it was on the works before the movie came out.
Yeah.
And like the movie, the rumor game would have starred a team of anti-heroes, pretty much the, you know, same thing as what we saw in the movie. Suicide Squad mobile game special ops launched this summer alongside movie. Additionally, Warner Brothers released a Suicide Squad theme upgrade for the mobile version of Injustice Gods Among Us. So
yeah, it's kind of there. So I didn't either, I haven't looked at either one of those, but
and also for the Damian Wayne Batman game. They also heard that it was planned to be revealed at the start of December, but never really happened. And also revealed before the holidays, and again, that never happened. So, yeah.
So we'll see how that pans out.
Indeed.
It'd be very interesting to see a movie based on Damian Wayne. He's a very conflicted character.
Very conflicted.
Meanwhile, Bungie has come out stating that Destiny is never finished. We'll have more to show you next year. So 2016 ends. There's been no announcements of any expansions for Destiny. And nothing really concrete about Destiny 2. But it does seem like Bungie is, you know, kind of working towards adding more to the current Destiny game, although Activision has confirmed that there will be a Destiny 2 somehow. Basically, Bungie has been stated that we'll get back to business as usual once the eggnog leaves our blood. Until we talk again, work will continue at Bungie. It always does. Destiny is never finished. We have playtests of new content to share with each other.
Good stuff.
So I'm looking forward to what the future happens here. As long as they keep releasing content that keeps me involved, keeps me going, challenges, yeah, I'm going to keep playing.
I don't know, after 343 Industries went, give me a game, we'll make it better.
Well, yeah.
we'll see how that goes.
You know, Bungie's got a lot of talent. I like what they're doing with Destiny. So obviously I see rooms for improvement in a few areas, but, you know, that's understandable. And as we mentioned recently, that Vicarious Visions and High Moon Studios is actually working with Bungie, potentially on some Destiny content. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all interesting.
That's not bad, man.
Yeah.
So, what do we got here, Wayne?
We got some free games with gold for Xbox.
So, as of now, January 2017. If you guys have games, if you guys have a gold membership for the Xbox One or the Xbox 360, we've got some free games for you.
Woo!
So for the Xbox One, we got Death Trap: World of Van Helsing, January 1st to the 31st. I never played that game, so I really wanted to.
I played a little bit of the first Van Helsing that they released for games with gold a while back.
How was it?
It's interesting. I really couldn't get into it that much, but I might try to play it more later on.
Okay. All right. So. Also, they also have Killer Instinct Season 2 from January 16th to February 15th, and Outlast from December 16th to January 15th. So, we got 14 more days. Wayne, how about the ones for 360?
For the 360, and these are also backwards compatible, we have The Cave and Rayman Origins. Rayman Origins is definitely a good game to pick up if you're a fan of the series.
Yep.
I've heard some really good things about that.
You haven't played any Rayman games?
Oh, I played some.
Okay,
of them. I grew up playing some of the games, you know, when I was younger, but I haven't played a lot of the current ones. I have one of them on the Xbox One, but don't know. And we got one more for you here.
Alrighty, guys. So, Sony is launching a new slim PS4 bundle with two Call of Duty games. The $300 bundle arrives in Christmas, so it's already out. So, from the success of Call of Duty Black Ops 3 bundle, Sony will begin a bundle for the PlayStation 4 with the latest Call of Duty games starting Christmas. And it's already passed, as we said. Over the PlayStation blog, Sony announced that plans to launch a new $300 bundle with a 500GB slim PlayStation 4 model, which sounds like, you know, it has a Call of Duty Infinite Warfare Legacy Edition. It's not, you know, they don't refer as to as a Legacy Edition in the post, but it includes both key components, Infinite Warfare and Modern Warfare Remastered. So
nice.
So not bad. $300, PlayStation 4 bundle, two games, 500GB. Why not, right? I'm a fan of the first Call of Duty, well, the first three Call of Duties.
Yeah.
And World at War.
Oh, yeah. World at War
was awesome. World at War was fun. Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah, so this is interesting.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is, Sony doesn't indicate if this bundle will replace the existing Uncharted 4 bundle that's, you know,
yeah,
a good de facto way of purchasing the PlayStation 4. So, yeah.
Yeah, so Sony generally just has one or two bundles out there. Microsoft, on the other hand, tends to have bundles and, you know, multiple different options for bundles.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just interesting. All right.
All right, Wayne. So, we got some sad news to tell you guys if you guys haven't heard. Wow. Our beloved Princess Leia has passed away.
Yeah.
So, about a week and a half ago, she suffered a heart attack, and then days later, she passed away.
Yeah.
And to make things even worse, her mother passed away 24 hours after she did.
Yeah, after suffering a stroke, from what I understood.
It's a sad... 2016 was the year that wasn't kind to the entertainment people. And it was hard. Because a lot of people, you know, hey, you know, connected with Princess Leia.
Yeah, it's very, very sad news. I mean, she was doing quite well, and it seemed like she was actually recovering from the heart attack.
From what I've heard, it was just a cover up.
I mean, it may have been, but you know, either way, they were trying to, you know, even if it was a cover up, at least they were trying to give people hope that, yeah. You know, but either way, it's a sad loss for the community.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's the thing is, she also finished episode 8 filming.
Yep.
So yeah. I don't know what they're gonna do with episode 9.
You know, I have a feeling I have an idea what they're gonna do with that one. The same thing they did in Rogue One with a few of the characters that were not available for filming. They used some very incredible, realistic.
Wait, what were? We're not spoiling these guys yet, so...
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know... Our condolences from Two Shots to Geek to the family.
Definitely.
Hopefully you'll find some closure later on, because I know it's a hard time for them. Alrighty, Wayne. So, let's go ahead and spoil Rogue One for these guys.
Real quickly here, what? on that same kind of tonal news, we had one other last death of 2016 that hit yesterday was William Christopher. Which many of you may know from Father McCulley from MASH. He passed away last night. So another sad loss for 2016. Which is too many losses last year. Too many big losses. Not really that there were more losses than normal. It was we lost a lot of great heavy hitter, you know, big names.
Okay. So yeah, let's go ahead and spoil Rogue One for you guys. So this is first expansion movie away from the main storyline movies, episode 1 through episode 7. And what was your reaction to this, Wayne?
Well, my reaction to watching this is I went and saw it on IMAX, of course. I had to see it on IMAX. But I walked away feeling like this was a kind of the same feeling I got from watching episode 4. I mean, it really had that same tonal feel to it. A little bit different, but very, very close. I really felt like it was part of that original trilogy.
Okay. And for me, I felt the same way. I felt like how the original trilogy started off. It was really cool. It shows us who were those people that actually got the plans.
Yeah.
And it also showed us the... How the Death Star can do without full power.
Mm-hmm.
That was scary.
That was scary,
especially...
I did not really expect that.
I know. I'm like, oh my god. I thought...
I'm like, wait, what are they doing?
I'm like, wait, they're gonna blow up the planet or just blow up the city? No, they blew up like a quarter of the planet.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. It was pretty cool. I mean, it was back to nostalgia. You have, what's his name? Oh, God. The old man from episode 4. The general.
Oh.
As we were talking about Wayne earlier about CGI, they did a great job of CGI on this effect, especially for Princess Leia in the end, and also for General 2 as well. I just forgot his name. It freaked me out.
Yeah, at first it was like, wait a minute, I know that guy's not alive anymore, but that looks very much like him. But you could see it was CGI, but not so much so that it was like blatantly in your face. It was incredibly well done.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just had a very, very strong, very good feeling watching that film.
Okay.
The special effects were really well done. Obviously, the acting was really well.
Was so. Very well done. Favorite character in the movie, Wayne? There was a lot of good ones. There was a lot of good ones.
You know, I'd have to say it was the droid. I think the droid really kind of helped set the tone for the film.
Do you know who voiced the droid, right?
Not off the top of my head, no. I couldn't tell you.
He was in Transformers movie.
Yeah? I haven't looked it up, so.
Remember John Turturro's partner? Dark of the Moon?
I'm drawing blanks.
Not a Dark of the Moon, but a Revenge of the Fallen. Actually, no, it was Dark of the Moon. Because it was, what's his name? Guy with a Russian accent? I don't know if he had a Russian accent, but he was a CIA culprit guy.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's on that voice themselves. So. Yeah. There you go.
Not bad.
I know. Yeah, we're kind of drawing a blank here, but you know what?
It's okay.
But for me, overall, the storyline was good. The action was spot on. The opening scene was just very intense.
Yeah.
Very intense, especially... We know who... The man behind the Death Star is. There's a face to him.
Mm-hmm.
We know why he... You know... For me, going back after watching this movie, I never thought of how the Empire, you know, didn't notice that small opening in the Death Star.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it kind of made sense to me now as a fan. It did.
It bridged the holes. It put some puzzle pieces together that you really didn't stop to think about until you realized that they were actually missing puzzle pieces.
Yes, indeed. I mean, they filled the blank very well. The one thing I was surprised of is that this is the first quote-unquote Star Wars movie that doesn't have an opening crawl.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, first one.
Yeah.
I mean, episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, they all have crawls. First expansion? No. To me, it felt right. People was like, oh no, it sucks, blah, 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 blah. For me, it did feel right because it starts off the new chapter. The new saga.
Yeah.
So, perfect way to do it.
You know, it's really, really kind of cool. And on the note of the film there, I got a little bit of something to tell you guys. I ran into... Well, I didn't run into him, but I saw somebody when I was driving to work the other day.
Uh-huh.
It's not surprising. He has a... He lives... He's got a place out here as well. I saw Harrison Ford driving down the street near work.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, he's got a place out here, and it's not surprising because he also likes to fly planes. So, you know, we got a nice little small airport, so a few of them out here, too. So, I was sitting there driving to work, and I'm like, that's a nice looking car over there. You know, older classic, like Mercedes or some kind of like, you know, kind of style car, you know. And looking at it, looked at the guy driving, like, wait a minute. Took me a couple takes. I'm like, I know that guy looks familiar.
Right.
But yeah.
So, yeah, favorite scene in the movie?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's a lot of good scenes in there.
One scene that stuck out to you that you know for a fact that was pretty badass.
I think when you... What was his name? When you had Akbar defying the rebel orders. I think that was awesome right there.
Yeah. Seriously, that's your favorite one?
I think that's going to be up there.
Here's mine. The last 40 seconds, the last 40 seconds in the movie, they were handing off the plans.
Yep.
Guess who came by? Evil Vader. Yes. Yep. That's how we loved it. That's how I fell in love with Vader even more. It showed us this side of Vader that we never saw.
Yeah.
I mean, they were playing hot potato with the plans, and you know they got stuck in one room. They handed off, so on and so on. I mean, especially in the end when when the ship leaves the Superstar Destroyer, and then you see Vader's like dark gleaming look. That last 40 seconds of the movie was just perfect for me.
Right?
For me.
And the way they rammed the ships to get through the oh man, that was pretty sweet. Yeah, a lot of good things in there.
Yeah. Alrighty, guys. So yeah, that's our conclusion for Star Wars.
So a couple things coming up for this month. That are gonna be interesting. I think actually one this month. I think the other one's next month. Is we're going to actually get the last and final season of Bones starting in a few days.
Really? Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
I'm looking forward to seeing how they close out that series. It's been a wild ride. And then NBC is doing something a little bit different. And I think they're running out of ideas because they've got a TV series going to be starting called Taken.
Really?
Yes. And no, it doesn't feature Liam Neeson as playing the main character, although the same character is involved. I know. This is going to take place with events leading up to the first film. So it's probably going to be a one-season show. I don't have very good...
So it's going to be about Brian's past?
Yeah. I know, right?
Okay.
And without Liam Neeson playing the part, I don't see it succeeding too well. But then again, if you look at shows like Lethal Weapon, which is actually doing fairly well without Mel Gibson, and what was his other name? I can't remember the other guy. They're doing a pretty good job on that. But you have said shows like Rush Hour, which failed miserably because they didn't have good solid characters like Jackie Chan playing the roles. So I don't know. I'm not feeling good about it. So we'll see how that works out. Also, supposedly early this year, and I haven't heard a whole lot yet, but supposedly early this year we will finally be getting that Yu-Gi-Oh! Animated movie coming to the U.S. that ties in with the first Yu-Gi-Oh! Cartoon that actually features the Pharaoh again.
All right, cool. I was a huge fan of the very first season of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Definitely.
Very fun.
So, I'm looking forward to seeing that. I've been looking forward to seeing how that works out pretty good. A lot of good movies set to come out this year, too. So, we're definitely...
Summertime is going to be insane.
I know. And then we've got rumors circling around the statements made by Hugh Jackman and producers about Deadpool.
I doubt it.
I doubt it too.
But it probably like a little toy cameo or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Another drawing.
I mean,
maybe the drawing will actually feature Hugh Jackman's voice or something.
Yeah. So, guys, this year movies, we're talking about Logan.
Yes.
We're talking about Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
We're talking about, well, in general this year, we're talking about Star Wars Episode 8.
Yep.
Crying out loud. Who else have we got?
I think we've got another Transformers this year.
Transformers. Last night.
Another Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
That, I don't know. That last trailer kind of left me wondering what's going to happen.
It's kind of like watching Triple X all over again, but yet...
I know, right?
Whatevs. Yeah. All right, Ben, whatever, dude. What else, man? It's the year of the Marvel.
Yep, we're going to get...
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2. We're going to get more Netflix Marvel.
Yes, the Defenders.
Defenders.
And the next year, it's going to be...
Remember, we're supposed to be getting two seasons a year at least. So I think we're supposed to be getting Defenders and...
Jessica Jones,
I think, is supposed to be coming back.
Yes.
I think that's what it was.
And then after that, next year's going to be Defenders again. Then it's going to be Daredevil.
And Iron Fist.
Iron Fist. Luke Cage, too, as well. I mean, there's so much to do. Oh, Punisher. Uh-huh. Punisher.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That reminds me of something funny.
Comic-Con.
Yeah. Something funny I was watching the other day. I was watching the new DC Justice League cartoon. I can't remember the exact title of it now, but Justice League.
Teen Titans Go?
No, Justice League Action. No, it's actually fairly well done. It actually feels like it feels more like Batman the Animated Series than anything else. But they had Solomon Grundy in the episode, right? And you know who Solomon Grundy is? You know, that big old bulky, you know, guy. And the guy voicing the character sounded so familiar. I was like, okay, I know this voice. I know this voice, but I gotta look this up because I know this voice. Turns out it's the same exact guy that voices the Hulk in the cartoons.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, these two characters are so close and in parallel, and then you got the same guy playing, voicing the same character?
Perfect.
Oh, man. So when I see him at Comic-Con next year, because I tend to run into him every year now, I'll have to ask him, how is it like voicing Solomon Grundy and the Hulk? Maybe have him do a little... Ask him to pop up on stage and have a conversation between the two.
Alrighty, you guys. That's all for us this past week. Again, we want to make sure... Happy New Year.
We got the new Aliens film is coming.
Alien Covenant 2 as well is coming out. If you guys haven't seen the trailer, don't watch the regular one. Watch the Red Band trailer because it is awesome.
Oh, man.
We don't know if this is a part two of Prometheus or what.
I don't know.
Yeah. But here's the thing, though. We saw Michael Fassbender's robot character again. So, to me, it feels like it is.
Could probably.
They did something with it. He made it to the aliens planet. Not the aliens planet, but the what do they call them? The gods, whatever they call them.
Yeah,
they probably made it to their home planet and see what's going on with that. But yeah, that's it, right, Wayne? No more interruptions. Gotta go because I'm hungry as hell. All right, so guys, again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com and we are here to bring you the future. 8 minutes at a time. Happy New Year, guys. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.